This is a Battle of Britain podcast from the Royal Air Force Museum.
Robert Rowland Stanford Tuck was considered to be one of the luckiest pilots by his fellow airmen and one of the most widely respected. His role in the Battle of Britain helped to cement his reputation as a gallant and highly skilled fighter pilot and one of the best Hurricane pilots in the country. Tuck was born in London in 1916. His father was a captain in the Royal West Surrey Regiment. Whilst at school, he developed into a keen marksman, to which he later attributed his ability to be able to shoot down so many enemy aircraft. After leaving school, he became a sea cadet, serving in the Merchant Navy, leaving in 1935 to enlist in the RAF on a short service commission. Despite his later proficiency as a pilot, Tuck's initial flying experiences were not good. This was because, although he understood the theory of flying, he lacked the ability to apply that theory in practice. After support from his training officers, Tuck mastered the practicality of flying and was posted to 65 Squadron in September 1935. In 1939, he was the chosen representative of 65 Squadron to undergo training in the new Spitfire plane, becoming one of the first qualified RAF pilots in this new aircraft. He even patented his own mnemonic for being able to start up a Spitfire whilst blindfolded. Tuck remained with 65 Squadron when war broke out in 1939 and was then transferred to 92 Squadron in May 1940 during Dunkirk. On the 23rd, Tuck took over temporary command of the squadron after his commanding officer Roger Bushell had been shot down over France. Tuck managed to shoot down 7 German aircraft, including fighters and bombers, during the Dunkirk campaign, earning him the Distinguished Flying Cross in June 1940. In the intervening period between Dunkirk and the Battle of Britain, Tuck was chosen, along with Wing Commander George Stainforth, to carry out comparative tests between the Spitfire and a captured ME-109. At the beginning of the Battle of Britain, Tuck was still in command of 92 Squadron. Throughout July and August, he scored more combat successes, although in one skirmish on the 18th of August, he was forced to bail out of his aircraft after having shot down one Junker and damaging another. He had another scrape on the 25th of August after destroying a Dornier, which left him with a severely damaged engine, but Tuck managed to glide it back and made a forced landing. On the 11th of September 1940, he received word that not only was he being promoted to the rank of squadron leader, but he was also given command of 257 Squadron, equipped with Hurricanes. When he arrived at the station in Debden, Essex, he encountered a rather bedraggled and demoralised set of pilots. Instead of leading them into battle in the skies, Tuck recognised that these men needed to undergo some training and a morale boosting, so he worked them for 3 days on practice scrambles, formation flying and air combat. On the 15th of September, the most famous day of the Battle of Britain, 257 Squadron joined the rest of Fighter Command to defend the British skies from the Luftwaffe onslaught. This day was not only pivotal in terms of the victory for Britain and the RAF, but also for 257 Squadron as well. On that day, the squadron was officially credited with the destruction of 5 enemy aircraft, 2 of which were attributed to Tuck with no losses. Later, he said, "That September the 15th was one of the most important days of my life. It was the day that 257 became a squadron." Tuck had shown outstanding courage, skill and leadership, and this was recognised in the awards he received. In October 1940, he was awarded a bar to his DFC, with the Times noting that in the face of constant death, he preserved a lightness of heart, which was not simply bravura, but allied to precise and ruthlessly applied technical skill. In 1941, he was awarded the Distinguished Service Order in the New Year's Honours List. In March 1941, he was awarded a second bar to his DFC, being only the second pilot to receive this honour. He was then promoted to the rank of Wing Commander in July, as well as being put in charge of the Duxford Wing, leading 601, 56 and 12 squadrons. In October 1941, he was temporarily taken off operations and sent to America and Canada for 6 weeks. accompanied by other renowned pilots such as Sailor Malahan. Their task included giving a series of lectures on air fighting and advising the aircraft industries on the RAF requirements. Upon his return, he was appointed wing leader at Biggin Hill, taking command of the Spitfire wing. By January 1942, his personal tally was 29 enemy aircraft shot down, 8 probably destroyed, and 6 damaged. On the 28th of January 1942, Tuck's Spitfire was hit by anti-aircraft fire, forcing him to make a crash landing near Boulogne. This was not the first time Tuck had been shot down, but this time it proved unlucky. He was captured by the Germans and entertained by his Luftwaffe opponent, Adolf Galland, with whom he would become friends after the war. Tuck ended up being sent to Stalag Luft 3, the camp from which the Great Escape took place, and found himself reunited with friends such as Roger Bushell and Douglas Bader. In early March 1944, Tuck and 18 other prisoners who were thought to be engaged in escape activities were moved to a new camp in Bulgaria. He missed out on the Great Escape, but the move probably saved his life, with 50 of those who escaped being recaptured and executed. Once again, Tuck's luck came into play. In January 1945, Tuck made his own escape with a Polish pilot and made contact with the advancing Russian troops in early February 1945. Tuck was fluent in Russian, having been raised by a Russian governess in his early years and spent a brief period of time fighting alongside them before boarding a liner in late March 1945 bound for Southampton. Tuck retired from active service in the RAF in 1949, with the rank of wing commander. He became a test pilot, working for the English Electric Aircraft Company for a few years before retiring in 1952 to Kent to become a mushroom farmer. In 1967, Tuck, along with Ginger Lacey and Adolf Galland, worked as technical advisor on the film The Battle of Britain. In his later years, he also worked on projects to raise funds for the RAF Benevolent Fund. On the 5th of May 1987, Robert Stanford Tuck died, and a memorial service was held for him in St Clement Danes, the RAF church in central London. In 2008, a plaque commemorating Tuck's courage and contribution to defending the skies over England was unveiled at the church where his ashes lie in Kent. Air Commodore Michael Jenkins, who performed the unveiling, summed up Tuck's legacy succinctly by saying, "The Battle of Britain was an intense and terrifying time for pilots. Bob symbolised the courage and nerve needed to fight and face danger each day, be shot down, rally round, fly again, get shot down again, and so on until the battle was won. Even in capture, he did not rest, but escaped as soon as he could. Bob and the rest of the few never once saw themselves as heroes, but as just doing their best to save the nation from tyranny."
That was a podcast from the Royal Air Force Museum's Battle of Britain series. If you would like to learn more about the history of the Battle of Britain, why not visit the museum's Battle of Britain Hall in London, which houses the world's most comprehensive collection of aircraft that fought in the battle. The hall is open daily from 12 noon to 6 p.m.